Hey, gang, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and we are going to move. We are going to answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
So while you sit back and wonder why I got this blanket thorn in my side, oh my God, it's a mirage, and it's all sabotage.
Doo-doo.
I think I know why you picked this.
Why?
Did you see that thing I saw about Mike D? Was making new music.
Oh, no, I don't know how this popped into my manosphere.
That's pretty cool.
Well, for so long we said hemisphere, and I think it's time we start saying herosphere. Am I right, Paige?
Sure. Therosphere.
I did see that, though, the other day, and it just sounded like drug music.
Yeah, like he showed up with his son, and then I was like, oh, wow, because they didn't do anything since MCA died.
Yeah, it sounded like EDM, kind of.
I guess he got bored. Mike Diamond.
Yeah, I mean...
So I think King Ad-Rock's pretty good with, you know. I looked up their net worth. It's ridiculous. Ton of money.
Shoot.
But, of course, they were there at Def Jam from the beginning. They found LL Cool J.
Yeah, luckily figured out a way to, like, a lot of those guys just did not make money. Like, they made money, but not what you're assuming. Like,
no.
I mean, I ain't, you know what, let me Google something before I even say it.
They hit the road hard. They opened up for Madonna in the beginning.
Yeah, well, and Run DMC. Let's see. This will be interesting off-the-cuff kind of thing here. Okay, well, hell. I mean, do you trust the celebrity net worth, though? I mean, I don't know how they pull their sources. Is it the IRS leaking this info out?
I would like to talk to somebody who
is actually on there.
Yeah, that would cop to it.
Well, I know somebody that's on there. I can, you know what? Let's, you know, many of you have looked that stuff up before.
Well, you don't have to tell me the exact number, but tell me if it's close.
Oh yeah, this is the easiest way for me to do is just take a picture of it and send it to you right now. But this is pretty much accurate.
All right, let me unblock you real quick.
Unblock me, and then I'll send it to you. Wait a minute, I got to add more minutes. Hold on.
Oh,
just
boy.
Add a minute.
Add your minutes.
Okay. Just beat me and let me know if you got it. So anyway.
Message.
What do you have me in your phone as, by the way?
I have you as Matt Harris, but the picture of you is it's the picture where you got the collared shirt on, but it's all the way down halfway, and you got the... I guess like a bowl haircut. It's a young picture of you. See if I can show it to you.
I don't know the picture.
You'll know when you see it there, buddy.
The way you're just... Oh
how
God.
Cute.
Look.
That's one of them that you post and you're like, oh, I'll do like a... Remember when Flashback or Throwback Thursday? It's like, oh, I don't have dick to post today, so I'll find an old picture to post. You know, memories the way they did it on Snapchat. And then, there's a picture that was awful because it says proof at the bottom, so that means we didn't buy them. And yeah, here's why. And this SOB over here
is very similar to the one in the meme I gave the other rod to your mom last night.
That was 2 years later.
Holding a fishing rod.
Yeah.
And that you picture know what? You just
what? I got no money off that.
None?
Off that meme.
You should get some residuals.
Why would I get any money off a meme?
Yo, that's interesting. Like the chick with the buck teeth, the little girl. She looks the same now.
Or even, like, I always use that, like, if somebody texts me, I use it a lot, I guess, with my daughter and whatever, but, like, if you text me something, like, that's crazy, I'll use that one jiffy of the black girl turn around going like this.
Oh, like, yeah. Like, what do you talk about, Willis?
Like, what? Describe this to a blind person. What am I doing, Paige?
You're snarling with your...
I'm turning around with a big jerk with my neck. Like, what?
Putting one side
do
of your...
Do what?
Lip. Your lips up.
They did
who
commercial.
Was that girl?
They did a commercial with all those people. Brought him back.
I remember the kid in the vest with Shaq. I saw that one.
With the he had the braces or whatever on.
God, Rob Young, bring them to the convention. Bring baby Jessica when she gets out of jail.
Even the hip-hop white guy with his hat backwards. They had that guy in there.
Yeah.
That picture you sent,
yeah.
I would believe that.
Yeah, that's accurate. But some of the, so anyway, the one I was referencing in my mind was DMC from Run DMC, and it says he's worth $40 million, which, you know, you would think it still would be more considering, like, baseball players that are 17 years old are getting $20 million. Okay, so that's a stretch, but $5
million. Yeah.
You know?
Oh, God, this is random.
But that's the inflation times. You got to remember that. Like, it's... Did you know, to make money back then, but you were also living at that same scale. So if $1 million was big money, like Nolan Ryan got the first $1 million contract, yep. 1984.
He's got the most strikeouts too ever.
But then a home, you know, a nice home, I don't know, whatever. But then as that number grows, it keeps growing. So if you only made money down here, which was good in the '80s and nineties, but we're here now. It's like, you didn't make a lot of money.
Joe Montana. Right? He's a great example.
God, yeah.
Did not make his worth.
No. Let's see what his net worth is.
Jerry Rice, too, you could say.
Jerry is, Emmitt Smith, probably. Would he be Dancing with the Stars? You know, a lot of those guys that went and disappeared, they made their money. They didn't want the fame anymore. Or they went, like Jim Brown, you know, he kind of went political.
Look at league minimums.
Who was I was looking up? Hold on, Jeff Blauser.
Right.
Montana.
Joe Montana, thank you.
You got guys you'll never see in a game making at least $1 million minimum in most of the sports, actually. Now, hockey, you don't make a ton in hockey, but it's still pretty good.
Montana's worth $150
million. It's pretty good.
Well, he didn't make that much playing, nowhere near that much.
$25.5 million over 16 years.
That's
what he made. 16 years of, like, you know, he's concussed. I mean, you know, all this, probably all kind of surgeries.
Nobody made money like Staubach after the NFL.
Oh, God, no oil money, man. Let's see what his is right now. This is fun. This is like talking to Alexa, but it's your friends, the Rise Guys. Text in if you want. Yeah. $600 million for Staubach. Yeah.
Oil money, what?
Oil and real estate, yeah.
Wow, he's smart.
You mentioned baseball. Did you see that Wander Franco was...
exonerated?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he may be coming back.
Yeah, but
still. He was a victim of extortion, they say. Which is, which one do you...
That public opinion thing, though, man. So we're talking about, like, they're not going to go to the presses with, Wander Franco did not sexually assault a teenage girl. They're going to be like his... I was telling you, he had a autograph. I don't know if it's 1 of 1, 1 of 5, whatever. It was like $20,000-$30,000. And then that same card within months of that allegation or whatever was literally could be bought for like $500.
Oh, God.
And then like lower now. Like his rookies are like worthless now because of the allegations. But yet, the card with the Menendez twins. When people want that one, you know?
Murder memorabilia.
They want the one with Billy Ripken with the F word on his bat. They don't want the authentic whatever stuff. Let's
people
look up in there. There's a good text right
mess.
There.
Like, he'll find his way back to the league. Miles Bridges had a domestic situation, and the Hornets reported him with a contract.
See, we forgive, you know, and forget, and then...
If you can offer something, a service, by God, we'll overlook a lot.
Yeah. Like Hogan, you know? Like, think about that. Like, his last time out, he just got booed. Yeah, like, booed. And, you know, and then when he dies, like, you know, those same people are squalling, crying about it.
The one negative thing is always going to be out there about Hogan, for sure, but other people, too.
But look at... Well, that's true, because, I mean, look at, you know, with Diddy and Epstein and all this stuff. Like, if you ever took a picture with them and you were someone of note, like, look, you were photographed standing beside this person.
It's odd.
Now, if you were in bed with them, that's a different thing.
That becomes a punchline. But if it's anything racial, you know, evidently that's the line of where it's real serious.
Yeah.
But, you know, I guess pedophilia is a punchline for jokes, as far as that goes.
See, that's the fence that... people have to ride now, like a lot of the comedians, really, like us. I mean, you
have to be careful.
But yet, I always use this same example, but you'll watch the news where they will do this, you know, cutting story about pedophilia or some child trafficking thing, and then doom, 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 SNL comes on, and they're making fun of pedophilia. And you know what I mean? Like, they're both profiting off of it. One off the negative, one off the positive. If there is a positive, they're laughing at it. But, like, you're double dipping on tragedy.
There's no cooling off period for any of this stuff. As soon as it happens, people are like, well, okay, it's fair game to make fun of.
Yeah.
Now, comedians will tell you under the guise of, well, we're talking about it. You know, we're the people that talk about it, and we have to make it funny.
Right.
But, like, not everything is funny.
No, you'll find that out with Best Damn Audio coming up next hour. We don't say that it's all got to be funny, right?
No.
Like,
no.
I found some quite startling things that, you know, from a city council meeting that, you know, talking about data centers. Like, woo-wee, boy, you don't see this on your news.
That's what makes it the best. It's a mix.
It is.
Plus, AOC in a jar of the dirty water. By God, look at it.
What's that? Oh, well, the data center.
Yeah, it's like this is the output of, you know, what these data centers do. Now, they're coming. They're going to be here. We can't stop them. We need them at some point, to be honest with you.
I'm gonna do this one live for someone who's asking just out of curiosity for my own self.
Ooh, I wanna guess.
Well, it says she's worth $2 million. Who do you think? Oh, you want to guess who it was?
Yeah. I was going to guess the money, but...
Okay. Well Paige, you guess who it was.
It was a she?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Basketball player?
No.
Non-athlete?
This is really a silly game to even play.
Athlete would
they
be
were great. Asking Erica Kirk. It says $2 million.
I don't believe that. I believe it's a lot higher.
I would think so,
a lot
too.
Higher.
I would think so, too.
But this is maybe me being cynical, but if you think about it, I think it would have to be worth a lot more for her to even deal with. You know, to deal with all the stuff she has to deal with.
Yeah.
Running that thing.
Said he was taking a salary of $407,000 at his, but it started at $27,000 when it started.
Plus, is there any money made when you have all these Turning Point chapters in your local high schools everywhere and colleges?
He's like, not is that volunteering, just I guess.
Is that a spread the word thing, or is that like a you got to pay for to license the charter?
You know, that's a solid.
Is they're popping up everywhere.
Turning Point Brands net worth guess. I'm just reading
million.
You what the internet says. It's
thinking.
A macrotrends.net. It's a stock site if you want to. It follows trends of company profits. Anyway, Paige, you say?
$50 million.
$50 million, fat boy, you say?
$100 million.
1.2. Oh, pardon me. How does it change live at 7:19 a.m.?
That is on point.
$1.62 billion. Turning Point Brands. Turning Point. Let's make sure this is the same thing. There's no way that's Turning Point USA.
What else would it be, though?
I mean, well, okay.
They got to be connected, right?
You know what?
That case went away, too, by the way.
Well, okay. I don't want to go to break on me misspeaking. Turning Point's brand company represented by market capitalization. I'll look off the air. I mean, that's the first thing that pops up, and I've never heard of. But it, I mean, I could see we're under a shell company. They call it brands because that's the way mine started.
I didn't know if it was USA was the official or brands is the official.
You said Turning Point Brands.
Yeah, but I
it's different than what you're thinking. I'm sure.
Turning Point USA total. Okay, Turning Point USA revenue. 2024, not even last year. 2024 was $85 million.
Total, obviously, you got your overhead. Whenever there's staff,
total assets $26.3 million. Huh? Revenue though, that was in 2024. Like you can imagine.
So was there a paywall for his podcast? I don't know if she kept it going or.
Ah, gosh, I have no clue.
It was simulcast on some radio stations too, so I'm sure they.
Oh really? Let me run down the hall and ask.
They might have fed it, but then again, Alex Jones was giving his away. To whoever wanted to air it. You just had to, you know, fill out the paperwork and boom, it was yours.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sure it was some profit share or whatever. But.
Wow, man. You can actually, God, that's crazy. You can go on, like, I'm on a website right now showing Charlie Kirk's 2020 tax records. Wow. Why is that publicly available? Like, it shows here he bought an $855,000 condo in Longboat Key, Florida. Why?
A lot of money.
That's weird that that's like at my fingertips.
It makes you wonder what else might come out about that whole situation.
I'm going to look up how much you made last year, and I'll report that next. Good morning, everyone.
This is the Rise Guys, Madman, Paige, and Fat Boy.
Every morning, it makes you laugh.
I would hate to start my day without them.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Lemonade! Fresh squeezed lemonade!
nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Don't ask, I don't know why.
You've been playing some Vice City, I thought.
No, I ain't played a video game since I had that $100 gift card at Dave & Buster's.
Did you play the big robots, Rock'em Sock'em Robots?
I played everything there that day. That was a fun time. There's nothing like, this ain't on a turn into a commercial for them. I mean, we've done work with them before, but ain't nothing like drinking, playing video games. Like
that was really old days.
My son went with his buddy last Christmas, and I think they made like $50 into a bunch of Krabby Patties. So they had a good time.
Mm.
You went all kind of stuff in a little shop there.
Oh, the little gummies?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Got a bag full of them. I was like, there's probably 100 Krabby Patties in here, man.
Krabby Patties.
Like, I can't eat all this.
See, that's why, like, and it's a form of gambling, you know, when you do that stuff. But, like, you get something for it.
Yeah.
You know, he could have maybe taken that $50 to Costco or somewhere and bought twice the amount, but they had fun doing it.
They would have had to go with me.
It's a pain in the ass to go to Costco.
It is. There's
a lot of people there.
Yeah.
Especially on a Saturday.
Always. So, go have fun at Dave & Buster's and drink. And then get half the amount, but have fun doing it.
Do you know where
you only live once.
You know where most people were in Costco when I went? They were getting
hot
the freaking
dogs?
Yes.
Yeah.
They were all in concessions, which looks like a Jockey Lot concession booth, man. There's like tables everywhere.
People like that.
But it's on the same side as the tires. You smell tires and hot dogs when you walk in.
Oh.
I might have to get one. It's cheap. Yeah. I gotta justify the membership.
But like the people that go there for lunch.
It might be me today.
Really?
I got to justify the membership. I don't buy anything from there.
Oh.
Is it $200?
Why did you get it?
I got it because you got to. It's one of these things to where if you order like through a food delivery service,
yeah,
they'll give you like, you just earned a discount at Costco, you know?
Yeah.
So I get the membership because it was cheap. But still, I'm going to have to get like 25 hot dogs to justify the membership price because they're so cheap. I think that's why you and Jug went that day, right, for the hot dogs?
No. What did we go? God, I don't remember what we went for. We went for something. Oh, it was Christmas shopping.
Yeah, they have nice stuff in there.
Yeah, it was Christmas shopping. I'm not a member.
I don't eat enough. Like, you have to buy in bulk every time I some of the stuff
like,
I don't
some
have.
Of the stuff.
Is it one of those where you hang out and you watch him Christmas shop? You just kind of tag along?
No, I don't think he bought anything that day.
Damn.
I literally just said, oh, man, they got this at Costco, and it's cheap. It's like, it was that day when he was here, one of the times.
Oh, yeah. You didn't eat 800 Pop-Tarts in a box?
No.
No.
No. Oh, Christmas shop. That's exactly what that was. All right, I have more on RFK Jr.'s hunting after he did the snake hand. It's not just to keep bringing that up.
He's a city kid. I don't believe he's a hunter.
Well, you don't know how. Oh, you said city. Okay. I thought you were saying he was not a good child.
They don't hunt in Hyannisport, do they?
They're for their golf balls. That's what they hunt for. Okay, so he posted social media of himself yesterday in Florida at, God, I almost said Fauci. He wouldn't be at Fauci's house. Whose house was he at? Dr. Oz.
Dr. Oz. Mimic.
I don't know which one's better in that, actually.
Different.
Wonder if he could go to Dr. J's house or Dr. Dre's house. But anyway.
Well, Dr. J looks young as ever.
He has a granddaughter that's playing ball now.
Really?
Dr. J, yeah.
Like Don't Crack, because he don't look as old as he is.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So, you know, we mentioned the other allegations about, you know, the bear. Now, Saturday Night Live and a lot of those shows make you think, like, he just hit a bear and then just dropped it off at the park to get rid of it. This is according to News Nation. I mean, I'm just telling you the source. Kennedy, RFKJ. That sounds like a sex move.
Bobby.
RFK Jr., admitted to picking up a dead bear cub struck by a motorist in upstate New York. After failing to make it home to skin and refrigerate the meat, he admitted to abandoning the cub in Central Park, in fact, staging it with an old bicycle to look like a cycling accident.
How do you even...
What's wrong with him?
How do you even do that?
I mean, that's... that like, I understand, like, you hit it and you say, oh, I don't want it to go to waste if you're into, like, you know, eating bear meat, whatever.
Like, I don't know anything about New York City. Can
you? Well, that's the thing. We think of New York as Times Square, and, you know, you think about the Dave Guidos of the world and the, you know, the good old, not when I say good old boys, I don't necessarily mean what you think I mean, but just your good, hardworking dudes, you know, whatever, country folk. They got them up there too, but bears, you know, up north. Yeah, I mean, that's where, like, just... Lake Tahoe and all that, or not Lake Tahoe. What's the damn frozen lake up there where they had the Olympics?
I think it was Placid.
Well, right? Lake Placid. Okay.
Can you just drive up to Central Park and just, like, pull a bear out of your trunk? How does that work?
I mean, you would think. Again, I don't know what decade this happened. You think surveillance? It probably didn't happen as much then. The raccoon incident, this is according to his own book, that he had his kids in the car, saw a dead raccoon on the side of the road, pulled over and cut its genitals off so he could study them later.
God.
Studies in quotes. I looked up, I knew one of these, but I wanted to verify it. What are uses of a raccoon penis? What would somebody do with that? Because, you know, old, you know, some Caduceus or somebody's like, maybe that cures male pattern baldness. Or
a swizzle stick? Like, there can't be many uses for a raccoon gimmick.
Moonshiners use it as a drip because of the curved bone and the... seriously, they used it to... It redirects the flow of the alcohol into the collection jar.
What's it going to taste like, though?
I kind of knew part of that, but I did not know that it was... you ever heard of Mother Love Bone, like the band?
No.
Yeah.
Okay. It's
Seattle.
Yes. But Love Bone is used in voodoo and hoodoo in Southern folk magic, the baculum, which is a raccoon's penis. Scott Baculum? No. No relations.
Oh, my God.
They believe that placing a raccoon's penis under a mattress would increase libido and sexual prowess. It was their Viagra.
Do you think he knew all this stuff or just happened to? Plus, how do you study it if you're cutting it off? You're not getting the full, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, well, listen to this. Gamblers are also known to carry a raccoon baculum in their pockets as a good luck charm. A common ritual involves wrapping a $20 bill around the raccoon penis and tying it with a red thread to attract winnings. This comes from from Orient.
That's so barbaric.
Orient.
From not the Orient, but just comes from Orient.
Poor little raccoons.
Well, if I could hit my 6-leg parlay, I'll put that sucker in my lip all night.
And wonder why they're
stand up and funny the crack of stupid.
Need like 5 cups of coffee.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
You had to play the music I love and get me ready to tackle the day.
The Rise Guys rule.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast.
Reality Gaze, let's love.
I tell you what, you can say a lot about our show.
You really could. Tell your buddies about it, though.
You could say a lot about our show, but...
Good song.
It's a learning thing. Like, I feel like if you listen to this show at least an hour a day, it might not be a conversation for everybody, but you learn something every day.
It's a good conversation starter, too. If you're talking to somebody at work...
I do.
Don't know how to hit on a girl.
Here's one for you. If you're sitting there at lunch today or dinner tonight or whatever, and you're like, oh, God, I don't want to talk about the rain. We need it. Or whatever.
Oh, God, somebody said that to me yesterday.
Throw this one out. Say, hey, You ever heard of a Tennessee toothpick?
Yes.
Oh, no. What is that?
Well, a Tennessee toothpick, historically, outdoorsmen and mountain men would clean the bone of a raccoon, tuck it into their cowboy hat band, and use it as a permanent, reusable toothpick,
mm-hmm.
known as the Tennessee toothpick.
So the obvious question is it really a bone?
Well, yeah. So let's go further with that. Baculum.
Okay.
Quantum it's leap. Not just, as Scott Bakula.
Bakula.
He was a black guy that would bite your neck, right? No, that was Blackula.
That was Blackula.
Anyway, baculum is the penis bone. It is a specialized extraskeletal bone found in the penises of many placental mammals. Humans, marsupials, and equines, which are
horses,
are notable exceptions. We do not possess one. Now,
we have tissue that could get to pierogies.
But listen, like, look, I'm admitting it. I did not know that there's not a bone there.
Oh, I knew it in humans. Tissue. I didn't know in other animals, like, that some had bones. I didn't know which ones.
But, like, that, yeah, like, horses don't, which could you imagine? That'd be like a handicap or a physically altered or whatever the word is, impaired.
The sucker won't go down.
They use it as a walking cane, you know?
Running and stuff.
Can I tell you something exciting?
Well, depending on what your definition of exciting is.
The bobulum.
The bobulum?
Is what females have.
The bobulum?
Do female horses have that? Look that up.
Now, how can you, do you know when we're talking about the baculum? How like big the sucker can get? Are they all the same?
Okay, you know what? This is the kind of stuff that walruses. Bill Nye wish he could have talked about.
I'm telling you, if you're trying to break the ice with a girl, this is what you talk about.
I mean, really,
the Tennessee toothpick.
Okay, you ready?
Do you have the?
Okay. An otter, proportionally large according to their body size, but is about 2.5 inches long. Dogs and foxes, they're putting in millimeters now. I don't know the conversion on that. 83 millimeters. A brown bear.
Sounds like a lot.
A brown bear, 5.8 inches.
That's it?
But this is just talking about the bone.
The bone itself.
Not the tissue, which we have. But the largest of any mammal.
Any mammal.
Guesses. I mean, there's no way you'd get it.
It's not the human.
They have big, long teeth in the front.
Walruses.
Yeah.
Walruses are mammals?
Walruses, yeah. You didn't know that? What do you think they were? Fish?
What is a mammal? Exactly.
A mammal.
It's just warm-blooded, right?
Warm-blooded.
I forget what they are.
Like seals, walruses.
Yeah, he knows what it was, but he's saying, what is a mammal? She's doing an impression of him now. She's doing her hand like she had a mustache and her bird fingers for teeth. Paige, do a penguin now.
Start waddling across the room.
God dang it. Why are we not on camera? That would have been so good. God.
We're waiting for the HD ones to come
boy.
In.
Smallest is a mouse, which has 0.8. millimeters in length.
What's the walrus? What size is that one?
60.
60 centimeters. You Googler. I can't do nothing with you. You're like I'm sitting there calling trivia out at a bar, and she's looking over the screen. It's 48 states.
She's cheating.
Cheater.
You whore.
I'm intrigued. It's science.
God,
damn it.
The bear, that's a little disappointing for a bear, unless you're talking about around. That's pretty respectable, 5 inches around.
Yeah, in length. Oh, girth? And it doesn't say girth, it says width. There we go.
it looks like a tuna can.
Yeah, okay. the conversion. Why are we all on different conversion rates? It's like language. It's stupid. So if 148 millimeters is 5.8 inches in length, do that little thing in your head. 3.7 millimeters. So it's like 10. So it's going to be like about, you know.
Two fingers is an inch, right?
Yeah, so it'd be like right at 2 inches. No. Like.
It's 4 inches.
A
right
little
there.
Longer than half an inch. So, I mean, like, I can't think of it.
Glass on.
Dang, man.
Something like this. Something like this little thing here.
Are we talking about, like, fully ready to go?
Well, dude, again, it's the bone. It's like Hulk Hogan's arm. The bone is only one size, but the big muscles around it, you know, that's the tissue.
Oh, so they have tissue and bone.
Yeah.
We just have the tissue.
Otherwise, yeah. If it
But that's kind of amazing that, like, I mean, let me Google it before I say it and sound like a complete ridiculous person.
Can you?
They can break their bones.
Now, are you looking
in
at
their penis? They can break them.
Well, people can.
We don't have them.
Well, if I didn't when I was 13, it's impossible. Do you have a picture of the said bear?
Bear baculum?
Yes.
Baculum. That sounds like a wrestler in NXT.
I forgot what it was.
Coming to the ring bear baculum. Dude.
Brown bear, right?
People in Alaska carve them into pipes. Wow.
What's wrong with people?
Dude, look at the intricacy. Is that a word? The intricacy. Yeah, that's a word. The intricacy. I should have stopped while I was ahead. The detail. Mm-hmm. On these are amazing. It's like what they would do with ivory off of elephants, although that's not nice to do.
And people from...
But if they fall out, why not carve something cool into them?
Like
right?
Someone from the 828 says, I trap a lot of raccoons and I cut their blanks off and make toothpicks, coffee stirrers, and
keychains. First letter of the blank. Was they say D or C?
P.
Oh, well, you can't say the P, Paige.
Yeah. I don't know if this is real, but I think I found a picture of the brown bear.
Oh.
Can I make it any bigger? Is that it? Was that one?
No. My God.
Nailed
that
it.
That is awful. Who'd put that up? Steve-O?
That's a cake.
Jesus.
There's something wrong with people to do that.
These women with their bachelorette parties.
Oh, boy.
It's a teddy bear with a human baculum.
And someone else.
We don't have them, though.
That they boiled a raccoon penis.
Boiled
the bone out for a toothache. What is wrong with
you? What, toothache?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. It's like, my tooth hurts.
Oh, here, have some raccoon penis. have some coon marrow.
Oh, my tooth really hurts.
Oh, my God.
I think my whole mouth's hurting.
I tell you.
I can't.
Some of you are like, dude, you didn't know this stuff? No, I didn't. I did not. I did not.
Other than the moonshine thing, that's weird.
God, man.
There's no need for college. Listen to our show and use AI, and that's it.
Yeah. Plus, some of you are out of money.
There's
anyway,
a need for college.
Man, oh, man.
Do they teach this in vet school, the various penises?
The largest ever on record, a polar bear, 7.3 inches. Again, just the bone. Just the bone.
I'm about to say Woods got that polar bear beat by a foot. John Holmes, too.
She don't eat meat.
But she sure likes the bone.
Feed your need for TRG.
Oh, yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. As we approach America's 250th anniversary, now might be the time to go back and learn how we got here. With more than 200 episodes, you can binge your way, decade by decade, defining event to defining event from the founding into the 20th century. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.